This is JIS News. Coming up, ground to be broken this year for 1,600 new hotel rooms. U.S. President Barack Obama commends Jamaica's efforts to fight transnational crime, and National Parenting Support Commission to establish parents' places in high schools. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Phillips, I get a new chemical boss. Them call this one the killer. The cockroach worries are over.
So what is in this one?
You're mad, boss. Can't tell her that. That is trade secret.
Remember, pesticides can be dangerous to health. Therefore, only use a pest control company that is licensed by the Pesticides Control Authority. In choosing a company, check the original license. A licensed company must have public liability insurance and at least one certified applicator who must be present when the job is being done.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
Now the news. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says ground will be broken this year for the construction of some 1,600 new rooms in the local tourism sector. Dr. McNeill says this is an indication that investments in the tourism sector have returned in a big way. He adds that the tourism sector continues to grow, with the country breaking the 2 million mark in tourist arrivals 2 years ago.
The tourism sector is doing extremely well and continues to grow every year. And that's a tremendous achievement. When you consider that in the Caribbean, only four countries are in that level, and Jamaica is one of them.
Dr. McNeill was speaking at the 2015 Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX in St. James on Sunday. JPEX offers the ideal forum for leading suppliers of the country's tourism product to meet with travel wholesalers and tour operators in a professionally organized business exchange. President of the United States Barack Obama has described Jamaica as a vital partner in the fight against transnational crime. Mr. Obama was speaking at a recent ceremony at the White House where Jamaica's new ambassador to the United States, Ralph Thomas, presented his credentials. President Obama commended Jamaica's security forces for their exemplary effort to curb illicit criminal activity in the Caribbean, adding that the United States will continue to provide training and equipment to boost their capacity to respond to and deter criminals. The president also welcomed Ambassador Thomas, saying he's looking forward to working together to advance a common agenda as well as further deepening the strong and abiding friendship of both countries. In his reply, Ambassador Thomas commended the U.S. government for the assistance and support it continues to give Jamaica, citing areas such as HIV and AIDS prevention, education, human rights, and long-standing programs administered through USAID and the U.S. Peace Corps. Ambassador Thomas also pointed out that the efforts of the Jamaican diaspora in the United States continue to cement the bonds between both countries beyond the formal level of engagement. The National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, is looking to establish parents' places in high schools during the 2015-2016 academic year. Executive Director of the NPSC, Dr. Patrice Charles Freeman, says the first phase will target schools identified in the National Education Inspectorate NEI report as being unsatisfactory and in need of greater parental involvement.
What we are trying to achieve through the parent place is less absenteeism, a decrease in the rate of dropout from students, especially in the high schools.
This initiative follows the establishment of 125 parent places in primary schools to date through collaboration with the United States Agency for International Development. The parent's place is a one-stop shop for parenting information, skills training, and support on effective parenting through quality information and referrals, access to parenting resources, and workshops. And the National Parenting Support Commission has developed the Stay Connected program to increase and maintain parental involvement throughout the adolescent years.
What we're trying to do is, through our parenting interventions, help parents to stay connected to their children throughout high school, because that's the time that they really disconnect from their children in high school.
Executive Director of the National Parenting Support Commission, Dr. Patrice Charles Freeman. The pilot for this program is being implemented at Jamaica College, Holy Trinity, Spanish Town, and Norman Manley High Schools. Dr. Charles Freeman says the commission has also developed a risk assessment tool to evaluate parenting needs and the level and method of support. With that information, the NPSC is then able to create intervention programs specific to the community and school and the parents involved. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.